When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. Gates open. Come on in and let's visit. While putting up fence for a couple of days, an Aggie friend from Ohio who recently welcomed a baby boy into his family got to thinking about parenting choices. He said, "Parents spend copious amounts of money to get their kid proficient in a sport. They take them to practice upon practice, game upon game, camp upon camp. The hope? Go out and get a college scholarship. The hope beyond there? Go to the pros. Maybe. Of course, some do it so their kids can just enjoy the sport and be active. But others are aiming for the stars." Mr. Schroer shared some interesting facts to get perspective on a child's real chances. According to the NCAA, approximately 2% of high school athletes earn a college scholarship. Interestingly enough, the average value across the board is about $11,000, less than 1 year of in-state tuition. Another fact, according to the NCAA statistics he found, said that approximately 2% of college athletes go on to the professional leagues. Finally, the most interesting statistic to my friend wasn't found with NCAA. It's a number calculated by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and it reveals that less than 2% of Americans become farmers. These are the men and women that work daily, get criticized by the minute, buy at retail and sell at wholesale prices, Schroer explained. Their livelihood is subject to the weather, and they take what the market gives them. And the American farmer is downplayed in their importance daily. Now, mixing the notions of baseball and farming is not as far of a reach as one might think. Why, back in the 1930s, major leaguers were joking that teams in small towns were growing players down on the farm like corn. And that's how the minors came to be named the Farm League. As for my friend, where his fence post pondering took him was right back to the All-American Baseball Stadium, but with a serious rather than jocular twist. There he painted a picture of a day at the game. The hot dog you eat, the mustard, ketchup, fries on the side, the wheat for the pretzel, and your beer. It all passes through the hands of a farmer. It doesn't stop there. I personally thought of more to add to his list. The baseball, the uniforms, the bubble gum the coach is chewing. Why, the very parking lots where millions of fans park their cars holds together because of bovine byproducts. Leather shoes, the upholstery under your baseball suite seat, even the paint that brands a team are thanks to agriculture. Together, my Ohio farmer friend and I think it's time to see the big picture. The baseball season for the pros ends in just a couple of days, but for farmers, it's a lifelong commitment and a noble profession. Teach your kids to appreciate farming. Grow a garden, visit a farm, shoot, make them work for a farmer, says Mr. Schroer, who promises it's highly unlikely to kill them, but he says it will teach them a great set of skills, skills that are for life, not just for the spotlight. Oh, and the next time you're sitting in a stadium, eating awesome game day food and cheering for your favorite team, remember the farmers who produced your snack are more rare than the professional athletes you went to see. So from me to you, R. Schroer, thanks for being a farmer. And thanks to all of you out there who are among the chosen few. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate. Close for today.